He's aware of the fact that no one does it. People don't do it. It's one of those things. If you're familiar with halacha, you know there's around this tens and perhaps the scores of things like that throughout the whole Shulchan Aruch. You're not in a spoil from it. Every once in a while, someone puts out a kuntris, Levishas talis hakohol kilchoso, and he gets all epileptic about the fact that people are not doing something right. And you think he discovered the, what's it called? He discovered the, there's a phrase for it. Like he discovered the wheel. The shayla has been around for hundreds of years. You want to write a kuntris? Levishas talis kilchoso. If you want to know what to do, then I don't know, no problem. Ask me and I'll tell you. If you have an arcane shiloh, something that comes up once every, then I'll answer you as an intellectual exercise. You understand the difference? Okay, I think you do. Okay. Simon Tesvav, 008. I don't know what's happening to all these numbers we're behind. I'm taking attendance of the Kotel guy. If you want to know why I'm looking around. They claim they're always here. They don't know what I'm talking about. Simon Tesvav. Okay, this is really the shiloh of taking off tzitzis from a beged to putting onto another beged or this. It's sort of like mezuzah. Maybe I shouldn't say that because mezuzah is a little more chomer, a little more heavy. But it's the same type of shiloh. It's already unlike mezuzah, right? You can take off tzitzis. Well, not. Okay. You can take off tzitzis from one beggar that's mechuyev and tzitzis and put them in another one. Right? This has to do with Hanukkah, actually. The same shaila. Madlikim inel aner matiram mitaget lebeged. We're starting Hilchos Chanukah Sunday night, following the calendar of the Amud Yomi. Sunday night is Hilchos Chanukah.
Oh, really?
What? The Gemara puts it together. The three things: Rav and Shmuel, matiram aner matiram mitaget lebeged. Just to take it off. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the many, many exceptions to this din. If you want a fresh pier, these are getting worn out, it's okay. If you want there's different circumstances in which it would be okay. But there is a basic halacha not to do it arbitrarily. Unless you're going to be using it for another beged. The idea being that you're removing it from being an object of a mitzvah, and some look at it as a bizayon, some look at it as a horodah mikedusha, even though it's not precisely kedusha. Tzitzis is not kadosh, it's a mitzvah object, it's not a kedusha object. But upon him, the basic halacha says you don't just take it off arbitrarily. But if you have a specific reason to, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, there are heterim to do it. But the Mechaber's basic halacha is you can only do it if you're going to be putting it in a different talis, using it for a different mitzvah. Hagah, and therefore the Ramah says, V'dafka b'talis shol bar chiyuva, you can't take it off. Avamut l'hatar atzitzis mitalis shol meisim, because they're not those talisim that are designated to cover meisim with are not mechuyim and tzitzis. So if it's not a talis of chiyuv, no problem. It's taking it off in a mitzvah situation that's prohibited. Mishnah Berurah sifkat na'ala v'ditnim afilu mitalis chadosh v'talis chadosh v'koshke mitalis yoshan shemutu lahater v'litnim mitalis chadosh shemutu lalov sholakayim boi ha-mitzvah. It's like, you want to move up. You want to get a nicer talis. So you can change the tzitzis to the nicer talis. The gamma filum, talis gadol, talis kot. The talis gadol, talis kot, and shav. It's the same mitzvah. I will ein lahatir tzitzis mitalis shel gadol, the litnei mitalis shel koton, the chiyuva rak midirabbanon, because that's a step down. Ubibrigodim the stopping. And mutalahatir tzitzis mitalash ol sema litna mitalash ol shomina. La postum lielbusim and tesifalif the shomina murak with the rabbonon. Barzos chayim mekel buzer. So if you're following and you remember from the previous line, you might wonder and you glance at the Shar HaTzion and you see that the one that said you could move it from a Talish Shel Godol to a Talish Shel Katan, if you look in the Shar HaTzion Gimel, you'll see the words Artzos HaChayim. And then you read the next line. That the Artz Chaim says you could put it in a Talash Shel Shomina. So you say, wait a second. He just got through saying you can't move it to a Talash Shel Katan. So it's like a stira. The teretz is that the basic halacha is that a Talash Shel Shomina is mechuyev d'oraisa. So when he says Artz Chaim Mekel Bezeh, it's not a reference to the lahaposkim la'el that is from the Rabbana. It's a reference to the general halacha. The general halacha, you could be mekel because of the preponderance of shitas that all, I don't know, preponderance, because of the many shitas that all mean them on the d'oraisa. The talis acher, I am a prima godem shekosav, the mitzuyim leitzitas acherim lahasig, nochon lahachmer shlo lahartir tzitziyosov, loifan amavorbis of cotton gimel. In other words, this is a very important halacha. We're going to have circumstances of heterim and sifkot and gimel that we're about to learn. Heterim, when you're allowed to take it off, even if you're not putting it into another baggage. But when the halacha applies, the basic halacha, that you're not allowed to take it off, and you're only allowed to take it off if you're putting it onto another baggage, so the Prima Godim says, and this is really based on the Tosis and Menachos, not just the Prima Godim Svara, it's based on Yishayim, that it's only if you can't buy tzitzis, if it's hard to get tzitzis, and you want to wear the other baguette so you can take off from this baguette and put on to the other baguette. But if you can just go out and buy for a couple of pennies, a couple of shekel, doesn't cost much, a pair of tzitzis, you know, so you should do that. Matira mi beged le beged is only when there's a necessity for it. When you feel, when you have to do it, you feel you, like here, it's hard to get another tzitzit, but if you, in mitzuyim le tzitzit acher, you shouldn't do it. Unless you have the regular heterim of Siv Gimel. The heterim of Siv Katan Gimel that we're about to learn are heterim, even when you're not putting it into another beged. You can take it off. Okay, the beged acher lo, kiyesh iser, the basic halacha is based on the idea that there's an iser shemavazet talish al mitzvah bechinam. So now we have exception number one, amloshim is bala hatalis. The talis is old and frayed. You're not really going to wear it anymore. Again, even if you're not putting it into a different baggage. You take off the tzitzis. You have the right to do that. And then you'll be taking off the tzitzis. You want to make it into a three-cornered baggage. Also, likach tzitziosov. Atzi Yisrael Hashena Yuchal Hakol Tzitzis Ba'atzmo. Afilu Ochi also. Again, you can take it off if you, by tzitzis we say you can take it off if you're going to get into another beggar. But otherwise, you can't arbitrarily take it off.
Is that like
the mezuzah? No, mezuzah is more chomer. Mezuzah you can't take off even if you're going to put it onto your house. Here, that's mutter. Mezuzah is a little heavier. Because mezuzah is more hocus-pocus in yonim. It's another heter. You can take off the tzitzis if you want to put in higher quality tzitzis. Vishum hidr mitzvah. Oh, another heter. Kishahem yishonim, the tzitzis are old. U'masirim kadei l'chachok, you want to put in new tzitzis. Oh, another heter is kishanitzak chutechot, one of the tzitzis tore off, and it's still kosher, but it's not lechatchila to put in. If you would take it out, you wouldn't be allowed to put it into a baguette, right? It's only good if it stays there, we learn. If you want to get lechatchila tzitzis, as it's called, we'll call it, we'll give it that label, So then also it's allowed to take off tzitzis. Even though it's 100% kosher this way. L'chatchila. But he wants to put in a full set. So then it's allowed. And I want to eat even l'chatchila it's kosher. That's, I guess, l'chatchila shebe l'chatchila.
I hold the front and not all power.
Alif Alif. I don't know. It's not 100. It's nothing. It's just it's. You can't even say it's preferred. But he has the right to do that. It's like he has the right if he wants to make his beged into a three-cornered beged. He has the right. If he wants to replace the tzitzis with nicer tzitzis. I mean, it's no worse than nicer tzitzis. Tzitzis that you could use the chatchila to put into the beged are called a nicer pier. The da'od, the v'mokum shad tzitzis haim shleim and muriyim nilosim the beged acher, mafuke im haim rakadei aniva. Yeah, and he's taking it off with one of the heterim we just learned. The talus is old, the tzitzis is old. He's selling it to a guy, whatever. Yesh mina achrayim shekos v'diyizor lahater akshirim v'akvicha shalahem v'loy lahafsikim v'lekroya oison. Undo it, untie it. Don't just rip it off, like with your teeth. Don't just rip it. That's based on the Chazal. This is Derech Eretz. This is Hilchos Derech Eretz. Like Baltashkes. Kadesh lo yichale olsen. Don't just destroy a perfectly fine pair of tzitzis. Give it to a gemach. Maybe someone can use it. That's the idea. Don't destroy it. V'chein omer Chazal. Lo yishpach adu meiboro v'acherim tzrichim oyen. You never know, maybe someone else could use it. So don't just arbitrarily destroy it. And of course now we understand the brackets. If it's just the aniva, then no one can use it anymore. Because you can't go put it fresh into a beged if it's only kosher with the aniva rule. I'm not sure what he means. I didn't look it up. I mean, it's not Baltashkis because he's allowed to replace it. The Gemara in Yevamos, Lishpachad the Meibor v'Acherim Tzrichemon, is not technically Baltashkes. It's talking. We're not talking about the Isser Baltashkes for whatever reason. We're talking about a Derech Eretz, a Musser. Don't destroy something that could be put to use by someone. So I'm not sure. Like, yeah, that's probably what the Chayyadim is saying. It's not Baltashkes because you. You're not going to use them, and you're allowed to replace them, so you can get rid of them. Chazal say, "Lo yish b'chod de meibor v'achem tzichem lahem." That's an inyan musari, but it's not technically baltashkes. What?
A person generally is buried in his talus. They cut off the one of the corners, and he's buried in the
talus.
This sounds like baltashkes. So you have to ask me, don't need to assure me that you use. Why is there an inyan?
That's his beged. It's not about you can't call baltashkes if it's utilitarian. That's also a use. It's a use. You don't. But it's his beged. You're burying him in his beged. That's perfectly. No, that's a valid use. That's a valid use. It's a valid use. Dalit bar chiyuva afilu ein chayiv rak midrabbanon. Right, this din applies even if you're only mechuyiv midrabbanon. Beis eini yochalika hakonof kamo shehu matzitzios. You want to take the, let's say, the whole corner, that whole big corner, right? That we have that whole patch.
You know, just like everything.
Tofer bebeged acher. Just sew it onto another beged and have ready-made tzitzis. Mishum dal kanfei digdehem beinon. Knav ze lo hoyo mi beged ze b'shas asiya. Now it could be, if I would have told you this halacha, you would have said it's tasa b'lo mina asa. But you need both halachas. In other words, The Mechaber is talking even if the patch is in itself big enough to be Mechuyev in Tzitzis. So it's always a Bar Chiyuva, and you just attach it to another Beged, so it wouldn't be Tassav Lo Mana Asui, because it never lost its functioning as kosher tzitzis. So it's not Tassav Lo Mana Asui. But then you say, you can't use it for the other Beged. Uknav Zeh Lo Hayomi Beged Zeh B'Shas Asiyah. So, now it is. See, if you ask your question, but now it is. Now that after you've sewn it, so now it is. So now it's Tassel Roman also. Now that we've passeled it, like before you've attached it, because of our config Vigdehem, and Knav Zer Lahoyami Beggar Zebeshah Sasiya, so you say, but now it's part of the Beggar, it's sewn up. So now it's Tassel Roman also. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, cotton hay. And the Yaakov, I am among an Avram of cotton gimel. Umuchach mitvarav the dafka kono shembor shir lehisate. Actually, it's a machoik. What I said to the reporter is only the taz. Among an Avram says that the whole din of the machaber is only if the konof is no shir lehisate. So when you took it off the old beged, it became like posel. For after osru b'gemara, afilim u'machzu gamu ala amor ha-shaloshin ha-gemara, gamzeh dayin ein bo-shir itim for the day. That's what it's talking about. That it's, yeah, avalim hoya b'chaticha shir b'kedei lehisateif, mutu l'tzarif osu l'beged achar afilim titzi yosof. Aval ataz b'sivkot n'gimu polagal zevi oser, chaymachma b'levush b'derech ha-chayim. That's more the way I said it. Because there's a little problem with the Mogan Avraham if it's talking about Eimbo Shir Lehisateif. So then why did the Mechaber, why do you have to come up with a new drasha for? Just say, when it came off, it became apostle, it became tzitzis on a not Mechuyev Dika piece of Beged. Just like if your Beged became rounded. So we know you have to undo your tzitzis and do it again, or else it starts to belong in the Osui. So if the piece that came off, according to the Mogan Avraham, if the piece that came off is not big enough to be mechuyev and tzitzis, so then you don't need the drasha that the mechaber brings down. You can just say it's tassav lo mana asui. The problem it's very longish or complicated. Indian, it has to be learned properly to understand the Mogan Avraham. Again, according to the Mogan Avraham, it's a little shver why the mechaber had to say this pasuk for. According to the Taz, it's good. According to the Taz. So if not for this pasuk, there wouldn't be tassav lo mana asui, because it was always mechuyev and tzitzis. It was always a beged of chiyuv. If you take, in other words, a talus, if not for this pasuk, so then it's always good. It's always functioning as kosher tzitzis. So it's never tassav lo mana asui. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. It's kosher. So the pasuk says it's pasul. It can't be used to potter the other beged. Then you'll ask a kasha, but after it's sewn on, why can't it be used? Okay, but now it's there, and now it's part of a beged. So you say, that's tassav lo mana asui. That's the way the Taz would look at it. But according to the Mogan Avraham, so then it should be just a regular case of tassav lo mana asui. It came off, it's now hanging on a patch of beged that's potter from tzitzis. Now you're sewing it on to a beged that's mechuyev from tzitzis. Tassav lo mana asui. Okay. It's a very geshmaki inyan. If we only the nature of the seder would be different. We take out a Gemara Menachos and learn properly the Mogan Avraham. Taz, it's a very lomdish geshmaka machleikus shaila. And you get to see the whole picture. But that's not the nature. So for now will suffice that even though the Mishnah Berurah gave the Mogan Avraham preference in bringing it down, but then he says the Taz is Chaylik, and offhand, it's not a kasha on the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham could read also. But offhand, when you learn it the way we are, Adarabba, somewhat superficially, the Mechaber seems to be mitigating against the Mogen Avraham, because or else, according to Mogen Avraham, he shouldn't have had to say this fancy drasha. It's straightforwardly Tasa V'lo Menasi. Okay. Imai Tzitzios. Avu B'lo Atzitzis. Mutta L'chabro. You can throw on a patch of Begit onto another Begit. And U'masak Al Koponim Sholosh Etzbos Al Sholosh. We'll see why later on in the Simon. Why he's saying it should be 3x3 Etzbos. L'chakach Yatul Bo Tzitzis. Because Shora Begit Ein Tzarech L'hatter Klal. Because the other Begit that had already three, it never became, if it wasn't rounded, so it always became the Chefza. That's never a problem. If you have a beged with three of the tzitzis and three corners, so it's not possible. You just have to put on a fourth tzitzis. If it became rounded, it becomes possible. And then you have to undo the tzitzis when you fix the beged and do them again. But if it didn't become rounded, so it's just, it's sitting there waiting to be fulfilled, so to speak. Became rounded, okay. Back to the original beged that it came off of. It's a very big chiddush. Maybe it's not such a big chiddush. It tore off of a beged with the tzitzis. The corner tore off completely. You are reattaching it. You're reattaching it. So that's okay. It never stopped. Wait, is he talking about? Yeah, he's talking about that it has a shear. No, he's talking about even if it doesn't have a shear, ituf. But it's, you're reattaching it. So it's called part of the original baggage. It's not like a new thing. No. And this is going to be shot, obviously, in the Mogen Avraham before also. When you reattach something, you see from here, and this is shot in the Mogen Avraham as well. When you reattach, oh no, I'm talking about a new beggar, but when you reattach something, so you're reattaching it. You're returning it to its original state. You don't say, okay, so it's like you put it in a different beggar. What's the difference? But we talk a, it's taka different in the bria, in the bria, so to speak. When you reattach it to the original talus, you're returning it to its original state. It's taka, not a new thing, and that's why it's not tasa v'lomen osui, because you're just reattaching it. So it was always good. But dafka, but that's only if the beged stayed in its mechuyev dika state. In Kodum Shinus Chaber Lo Hakonav Hayigam Kim Ben Bar Chiyuva Bas Chiyuva Kan Shlo Nikar Menu Klap Beigel. Oh no, the way Mitzvah Mishadaz Lo Tazi. Oh yeah, it's the same thing. Kodum Lo Nazar Begad Bas Gimel Beis Akriya Kan Albus Of Kotten Vong Begam Daskim Hakonav Machzik Al Kaponim Gimel Al Gimel Kudu Samuch Sif Dalet Kodum Lo Daz Hashul Chonor Kodum Lo Nazar Begad Bas Gimel Aval atazus of cotton gimel poisik shein nafkamina bein amatzirufu beged acher o zegufa akohu bichlal tasu v'lomena osu. He doesn't look like, and it has a reattachment. He looks at it like, what's the difference? This beged and other beged. V'yesh lahachmer v'chein posuk v'derech achayim. Okay, if we had more time, we would flush out the lomdus of these machoiks. Shuf gimel. Talos Mitzuyetzes Gil, I think we're supposed to learn Siv Gimel tonight, I guess, so it's Omud Yomi. Talos Mitzuyetzes Gil Chosu Shechazgu Al Lishtayim Uvuchol Chela Geish Bashir Leesateit Vinish Ala Chalachim Mem Tzitzes Achaz Oshtayim Ein Bamishim Dazim Lomen Asui. So that's portion based on everything we've learned till now. Avalein Vuchol Chela Geish Leesateit Vinish Nibur Oseh Moshu Shkiach Nalis Tzadam Shalanu Shek Shinashavik Lishtayim Ein Bahem Shir Ituf Is Batal Mehem Tekef Amitzvah Tzitzes. Tamir tzacha kach lachzor ulechaber chelakechad lachaveru olashar chaticha. Tzarech lahatim etchila kol atzitzios, because it became a potter dick a beggar. Im chelakechad yesh bashirit v'chelakein bo, and tzarech lahatim rak mitchelak shein bo. That makes sense. יש אומרים שצורך מתחילו להתר הציטוס בין חלק אחד ואחר כך יספרנו ואחר שיספרנו ידו בין ציטוס אם לא ידר אבי בכל תעשה ולא מן העושה why? I don't know why you said אבל ראי ואחרינו מקילים וסורים את זה לא אבי בכל תעשה ולא מן העושה ומכל מקום טוב להכנה לך תחילה Why in the world is it worse? We just had it better if you're returning it to the original budget. Right? Now he's saying it's worse. If you put it back together, Yesh Omrim, that you have to be matir at tzitzis. Again, the Talis four. Each one had a chelik shir lesate. So those tzitzis are fine. The tzitzis that are on that piece. Right? It never became potter from tzitzis. That's fine. There's a sheet that if you sew back together the talis, you should be machmer to undo the tzitzis first. We just had it better if you put it back. It's not puzzle. Why is it puzzle? No, it's not. No, each one has a sheer ituf. That's a chlamish. Wait a second. Look back at Sufkot and Zion. Let me go. In Sif Beis, you're taking off a patch, a corner. If you want to reattach it, it's better. Taz says it's no good if you want to reattach it. But there are sheetahs that if you want to reattach it, it's not a problem with Taz Malom and also. Here we're saying it's worse. I don't know. I know it's a very, very shveris simon. Here he's saying it's worse. Why in the world is it worse? Robach Rona Mekilim and Mikoma Kom. I don't know, it would be great to do a duch, but you're asking to get together an hour before Mincha on Shabbos and then do the sugya properly? There's no one here. I have to satisfy my own curiosity.
The guy doesn't need a paper.
What?
Another question. A couple of days ago, we had this piece in here that says the guy put his 50 cents in
but I can't hear you.
He put his 50 cents in making the bed without the schmuck.
And Moshe does hold it's a problem. Rambam holds it's okay.
So, but over here then, and you can take the stitches off of there and put it on the bed.
Yeah.
Even though it's not